Interest rates are likely going higher still today. Plus, thinking aloud about a song called Thinking Out Loud. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. In about 4 hours here, we'll hear from the guardians of interest rates. The betting is Federal Reserve policymakers will raise the cost of borrowing for a 10th time, perhaps by 0.25 point. Some have been feeling this might be the last hike for a while to allow the effects to sink into the economy. But then there was word this morning that a private sector tally of payrolls showed much stronger than expected hiring in April. Susan Schmidt is head of public equity at the State of Wisconsin Investment Board. She'll be listening very closely to Fed Chair Jerome Powell's words that will accompany the decision.
The market now is really looking to see if he makes any comments at all about changing the pace of those hikes. The market isn't expecting the language to change very much, but it will be keenly attuned to word-by-word commentary from Chairman Powell on what the future actions might be.
I mean, his thing is, Susan, this morning we got data that's from the ADP private sector look at payrolls, and it came in much stronger for hiring than expected. He's not going to give off any whiff of the idea that he's done raising interest rates.
Well, he probably won't, but that's the thing with the Fed. You never know. At the same time, we are hearing companies report their first quarter earnings, and management teams are talking about seeing a slowdown at the end of the quarter, seeing businesses slow in March, and anticipating that the economy is going to continue to slow in the second quarter. So that's on the opposite end of the spectrum. That's a fine line that Chairman Powell has to walk, and we'll see what his commentary says today.
Susan, thank you. For the official readings on hiring and unemployment, we'll have to wait for the government reports on Friday. Separate from this ADP report this morning, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports on early signs of some cooling in the job market.
As the economy rebuilt after massive pandemic layoffs, job openings soared. The unemployment rate plummeted. But as employers have staffed up again, the labor market started to cool, says Nick Bunker at Jobsite Indeed, which is a Marketplace sponsor.
Job postings on Indeed are down about 14.5% from where they were a year ago,
though they're still higher than before the pandemic. Bunker says sectors that are more sensitive to high interest rates are slowing the most: tech, finance, housing.
Employers are pessimistic about the growth outlook later this year or beginning of next year.
As the Fed's rate hikes continue to flow through the economy, Mark Hamrick at Bankrate expects employer demand for workers to cool even more.
The Federal Reserve is probably not comfortable yet with where the job market is because we're still talking about an unemployment rate well below 4%.
The Fed predicts unemployment will rise to 4.5% by the end of the year. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
We're also watching bank stocks closely in the aftermath of the collapse of First Republic Bank over the weekend. An index of banking stocks fell more than 4% yesterday, but that index is up 0.9% now.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
We're now in week number 2 of the trial in federal court over Ed Sheeran's 2014 pop hit, Thinking Out Loud. Was it or was it not copied from Marvin Gaye's classic, Let's Get It On? The family of Gaye's co-writer, Ed Townsend, alleges that Sheeran took what wasn't his. This case could guide the rules for music making going forward. Jennifer Jenkins is a professor at the Duke University School of Law. She spoke to my colleague, Sabri Benishore.
So here is a snippet from Ed Sheeran's song, Thinking Out Loud. Darling, I We'll be loving you till we're 70.
Okay, and now here is some of Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On. I am not like a musically talented person, but how are those the same? Like how?
Well, the similarities between the two songs actually come down to a pretty standard chord progression. Let me show you what they sound like in a pared down way. First, here's the chord progression in Thinking Out Loud. When your legs don't work like they used to before. And I can't sweep you off. Now here's the chord progression in Let's Get It On. So you can hear the similarities. Here's the deal, though. That's a really common, standard, basic chord progression that you find in lots of songs and a pretty unremarkable rhythm. So if one artist can own that, then that takes an essential building block out of the toolkit for all other songwriters who want to build on the same structural substrate.
At one point in this trial, lawyers for the plaintiffs showed a video of an Ed Sheeran concert in which he moves seamlessly from playing his own song into playing Let's Get It On. And the plaintiff's lawyer said, that is a smoking gun. And Ed Sheeran said, no, a lot of pop songs, as you've mentioned, just kind of have the same chord progression. Is there any consensus on where you draw the line of what's infringing and where do you think this case is going to go?
I think there's a consensus within the copyright community and possibly within the songwriting community. Artists need to be protected from copyright infringement. Absolutely. We all agree on that. Another thing we agree on is that Let's Get It On is one of the greatest songs ever written of all time. Okay, so that's true. But at the same time, the law can't and shouldn't try to lock up basic musical building blocks, chord progressions, tropes, because if it did, we'd get less wonderful music.
Jennifer Jenkins is a professor at the Duke University School of Law. Thank you so much.
It was a pleasure talking to you.
And you're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's a speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.